Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Think about the name of this show, Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature. Well, I get so many different comments dealing with every facet of the outdoors, the science behind, and there are just so many people, hey, it's great, that are nature lovers out there. Well, I received a call this past week in regard to geese overtaking a waterway and surrounding the area right around the waterway. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to delve into the problem, and then I'm going to give you, at the very end, the environmental science answer to some of this as well. Well, with geese overtaking waterways, think about this. There are many health concerns for humans and pets. First, when geese scat, by the way, that's the scientific word for le poo-poo. So when geese scat in water, and it's in a body of water that there's not constant motion via tides or currents, the coliform count rises significantly. Significantly. Got that word out. Water should be tested weekly in these areas. Next, if we try to limit the geese, their access to the surrounding areas of the waterway via barriers, some people will put up fencing or natural vegetation, the geese will simply move to the next available area. There are many new developments under construction or that are out there right now, and I will discuss one in a little bit, that where this poses a problem. Well, aesthetically, it's nice to build your homes near water features, ponds, lakes, but geese being prohibited from the surrounding area causes the geese to move to the next available area, which, for those of you that are in developments, they're moving onto your lawns. Hey, and I know this, and I say this in a sort of a fun way, but a gross way. Well, growing up, one of the soccer fields we played on was right next to a water area, and I guess they just kept pushing the geese away from the water area, and the field was just covered, literally covered in geese scat. Our white shorts by the end of the game, and I kid you not, they had a shade of green on them, and it wasn't from the grass. So I say, hey, there are problems that we must address. This is also true for golf courses. So what's the solution? So I'm going to give you a little bit about what's going on right now and one of the solutions we found, and then the environmental side a little bit later on, as I mentioned. You must first develop a plan, a course of action that will be beneficial to humans and, yes, our wild animal friends as well. There have been products that have been marketed in the past, such as natural sprays that will keep the geese away. When they were tested, the content was nothing more than grape soda. But if it works, except that you need to reapply after every rain, and in a case of new home construction, water sprinkler systems would wash it away daily. I know of one school that is actually just testing, just, hey, they're running an experiment to see if grape soda will keep the geese away. I know of, and you're going to hear me get into something with border collies, I know of schools that have a full-time border collie attached to, you'll see like a field house or something with a little doggy pet door, and they keep a border collie, they treat him very well, and the border collie just comes out of the door, chases the geese off their sporting fields, and then when the geese are gone, he heads back in, hangs out, and that is work. So watch where I'm going with this. There are many animal control companies that have on staff an employee who works with a trained border collie. They have a roof rack with a kayak, and the teamwork of the human and dog, they simply push the geese and cause disruption in their daily habits. My town employs one of these services. So when I'm out there getting my exercise, and to me it's like, and you probably have heard me say this on a show, I want to do one exercise thing a day. I don't care what it is. If you said, hey, let's go play volleyball. Well, today there it is, and I'm out there playing volleyball. And I used to play that at a high level, but a story for a different day. But I might just be going biking or running or even for a walk, because I say when I go out for a walk, I go out to solve the world's problems. What you're really doing is, hey, you work through everything that's going on during the day. Many times, again, as I'm writing these shows, I go off for that walk. I have a thought in my mind, and I just start to work through. So it's a peaceful time. But while I'm on those, we call it our bike path that encompasses all the waterways through town. While I'm out there, I will actually watch this teamwork of dog and human. And the employee enters the water via the kayak. If the border collie is needed in the water, there will be a command given, and the border collie will jump in and begin to swim, doing the doggy paddle, chasing after the geese, just going in the direction of it. But it's amazing. That border collie sits on the side, and if there are geese there, there will be a command, and they'll chase the geese off the side and off the geese, and they go flying away, and that's the key thing. And the gentleman or female in the kayak, they will go and paddle after them, again, chasing the geese. So the team systematically works from one side of town throughout all the ponds and streams and pushes the geese out of the area. Yes, they are creatures of habit. I'm not talking about the human and the dog, of which they happen to be too, but animals really are. You always hear, oh, they're creatures of habit. They truly are. And they will return, only to be moved on again. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, my parents, they live in a 55 and over community, and I have seen the same type of animal control utilized to disrupt the geese population there. So we've got these, again, there's so many different names for these companies, and they're very creative with the names, but this seems to be a viable answer right now. So now, as an environmental scientist, here lies the problem. We continue to take habitat away from many creatures, forcing them to move into areas where they never lived. I get people telling me, I've got deer on my property, and I haven't seen a deer my whole life, and now they're here. Well, where'd they come from? I got turkey coming on my property. I've got a fox. And so what's happening is, if we have taken that land away, and for those animals that are migratory animals, we have changed migration patterns that some of these animals have had inside of them instinctually. They've been ingrained for thousands of years, and geese happen to be one of them. We keep taking away wetlands, and we're pushing them further and further. And that's why they're ending up in these towns, because they're going, hey, I can't migrate to the place that was there because it's no longer there, because now there's a strip mall. And they're going, okay. So many of the geese were never permanent residents in the north, and some of them are not migrating at all because, and hey, many of them are, but some of them are just saying, hey, I'm staying here. Here's a waterway. Why move? Well, what happens is, by taking away all those spaces, it limits the suitable areas for the waterfowl. On this show, I am continuously professing to protect and preserve habitats. As a society, we must curb urban sprawl to planned areas that will benefit humans and have a minimal, and that's key, a minimal effect or impact on wildlife. It is not an easy solution, but this one allows us to be better stewards of the earth. And to me, that is so important as well. Protect and preserve, be better stewards of the earth. Well, I started this show by saying I took a phone call. The call right after that was from my cousin, who wanted to know the difference between kayak fishing in a pedaled powered kayak versus one that you just paddle. Definitely not the same level of importance, but one that deserves an answer. So excuse me while I dial the phone back to cousin Donnie B. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America, Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.